notebooks and newsbeats, hear that piano rail. Take down the facts, Ace, write up the tale. Deadlines and dreamers, someday we'll meet, if only they turn left on Bird Street. Don't be a fool, Ace, trust nothing they say. Follow the money, make them all pay. Under a headline, over a beer, truth plainly told is what they most fear. Deadlines and dreamers, someday we'll meet down at the dark end of Bird Street. Well, good morning. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Left Turn on Bird Street, and we broadcast from 107.1 FM in Oroville, California. My name is Dan Gowerty, along with my colleague
Tom Nato.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us very much. Thanks very much for joining us. Glad to be here with you. And before we get started, I want to put a thank you out to Kathy and Dan Popa for filling in for me 2 weeks ago when I was on an English holiday. They did a commendable job as always, and it was a lot of fun too, didn't you, Tom?
Oh yeah, and we even got it all recorded. Dan really contributed, as did Kathy. Kathy's talks on here from time to time, and we know that she's a high quality performer. Dan was terrific.
Right, and Kathy also has a program on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock called By the People for the People. So if you get a chance, tune into that. It's a great program, and she's also on. I guess she's not on Saturday morning. That's Marianne and Lulu who have their program on Saturday mornings that I called in. So, here we are. To let you know, we have a guest in our second hour at 9 o'clock this morning. And Tom, why don't you tell our listeners who our guest is going to be this morning.
Dr. Robert Yelanowitz.
Yes, indeed. He's a frequent contributor to this show, actually.
He was not only an authority on ecological matters, but also in environmental matters for that. There's a difference.
There is.
But also he's well-versed in Catholicism. And we're going to be talking to him about the Pope and what we're going to do about it.
Right. Yeah. Bob, Tom and I have a Catholic upbringing, but we probably aren't as...
Mine was dragging up. I was drug up.
Drug up. I get dragged to church every few weeks myself, and I usually leave halfway during the service and go look at the bulletin board, but we'll get into that later. Also, we'd like to remind our listeners to take a look at our blog on the internet. It can be located at www.ltobs.blogspot.com, or you can just Google us and type in Left Turn on Bird Street, and we come up at the top of the queue. So, now that we got all the thank yous out of the way, oh, one more thank you. Who do we need to thank? We just talked about it when we were going on the air. Come on, Bueller, anyone. We need to thank the composer of the Left Turn on Bird Street theme, Michael DeVera. We haven't given him credit recently, so thank you, Michael, for composing that. And the words, of course, were by
Tom Nato. And
so,
they were spoken by Dan
Gowerty. So is it?
It's a team effort.
Yeah, I like to think I was sounding.
It's sort of a trinity, you know?
Right.
You know, like the Holy Trinity, sort of.
Father, Son, Holy. Who's who there, though, you know? I don't know.
I'm the Holy Ghost.
Anyhow, before we get started on our regular program, we're going to talk about, out of the gate, we'll talk about the Pope. But as I had mentioned, I was over in England a few weeks ago on vacation. I just want to take a few minutes and just give you some observations. We stayed with some friends of my wife, actually, a co-worker of hers from several years ago that she's kept in contact with through the years, David and Peter Gainsbury, in Runcorn, England, which is located about halfway between Manchester and Liverpool. Very gracious. Showed us all over northwest England. It took us to places we never would have gone on our own, for most definitely. But, in the course of our visit there, our host, I couldn't quite gather what his political leanings were. In the bedroom, the guest room that we stayed, there were quite a few books up there about, of course, Winston Churchill and English history, and quite a few books on Margaret Thatcher. And during the course of our week's visit, I kind of got an inclination that he was probably a fairly moderate person, not very real conservative, not real liberal, kind of a middle-of-the-road sort of guy. But lo and behold, on the last night we were there, after we went out to the pub, of course we had to go to the pub, we were in England, right? Right? So we had a few beers and we cracked open the Crown Royal that I brought over.
Yeah. The one was shaped like a crown?
Yeah. You know, I thought he would appreciate it. Yeah, he really liked it, so that was a good choice.
He had it before, I'm sure.
No, he never had. Really? He said he was not much of a whiskey drinker. And
but he is now.
He is now. He really liked it. It is good stuff. So that loosened the lips, as it were. Lo and behold, started talking first about Margaret Thatcher. Hated her. Could not stand her. In fact, I think he hated that era of England so much. That's why they lived in Brunei for about 18 years. I think during all of the Thatcher years, they lived in Brunei. They returned in the last several years.
Brunei is an island at an undisclosed location somewhere in the Pacific.
Yes, it's, I guess geographically, it's just southwest of Singapore.
Right. It's one of the few countries, or the only country left on Earth that has a king with entire powers. There's no such thing as democracy.
Right.
They're only subjects.
So that's how much he disliked Margaret Thatcher. Of course, the subject veered off to George Bush, and he was telling us that he happened to be in...
sure that wasn't beard off?
Yeah. Whiskied off is more like it, I guess. He happened to be in Amsterdam on the election night last November, and he was commenting with several of his business colleagues and whatnot that he said, and his business colleague said, who was Dutch, said, how can these Americans be so stupid to elect a man that can't even construct a coherent sentence? And you know what? I didn't have an answer for him. We tried to explain it to him, but there's no explaining it. But, you know, that was kind of the view. I don't think they necessarily dislike, you know, the limited view I had, you know, in England. They don't dislike Americans on a personal level. In fact, I found most everybody I encountered, even in London, a big city, to be pretty friendly.
You mean they were able to make a distinction such as that?
Yeah, they can. They have the ability to critically think.
They can tell the left hand from the right hand.
Right.
They can tell. Opposed to how we, it's all got to be one big
lump together.
They're on that side, period.
Right. But they made the distinction, you know, they can make the distinction between somebody who is an American and the policies of the American government. And, you know, so I, yeah, I'm thank goodness for that.
Otherwise, we couldn't travel anywhere in the world.
That's right. But, you know, their view of Bush over there is that, you know, not only how bad a leader he is, but, you know, how can Americans be so stupid to elect him president? Not one. Well, he wasn't elected the first time, but to re-elect the guy or re-select him the second time.
He wasn't elected either time.
Right.
Those were rigged votes.
But, so that was the view over there, you know, that Americans, they still like Americans, you know, on an individual basis, but they cannot understand Americans. And you know what? The sad part of it was I really couldn't explain why we have Bush as a president. That
so
is sad.
They couldn't understand, and you couldn't explain. There's something wrong there. It tells you that there's something wrong here.
Right. But, you know, we do try to explain why people vote for Bush on this. In fact, we're going to talk about this maybe in the...
they're told to.
Yeah, right.
The pastor
that's right.
To do it.
Well, we're going to get to that in the second half hour of today's program. But before we get that, and before we have Dr. Yulanowicz with us on at the 9 o'clock hour, Bob.
Bob.
Well, we have to add a certain amount of cachet to our program here.
You get us credentials right out there in front.
Well, that's right. We'll go.